Welcome to Living Truth Ministries. My name is Ron Alferson, and today we will continue the series titled, Seven Reasons Our Prayers Are Not Answered. In the past few lessons, we have learned why our prayers are not answered. Number one, we learned that if we do not ask God, how can He answer? Number two, our prayers are not answered because there's sin in our lives. Number three, our prayers are not answered because of our unbelief. Number four, our prayers are not answered because of unrighteous motives. Number five, we learn that our prayers are not answered because of unresolved conflict. Today, we will learn our prayers are not answered because of uncompassionate hearts. What is a compassionate heart? According to dictionary.com, compassion means a feeling of sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. This definition accompanies two core relational aspects of human interaction, sympathy and empathy. We as Christians must be able to show and act on all three. What is the difference between sympathy, empathy, and compassion? Empathy means that you feel what the person is feeling. Sympathy means you can understand what that person is feeling. Compassion is willingness to relieve the suffering of another. What are some examples of sympathy and empathy and compassion? While these words are related, they mean very different things, and the behavior we mirror them in are different too. Sympathy. It's so sad that you just lost your best friend. Empathy. I know you love your friend deeply. Compassion. I can sense that you are in a lot of pain. You know, Jesus showed compassion on 4,000 in Matthew chapter 15. Verse 32 and 38. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have continued with me 3 days and had nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7, and a few fishes. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude, so that they all ate and were filled. And they took up 7 large basketfuls of fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men beside women and children. That's a lot of people. Jesus had compassion on the 4,000. He knew that they were there because they were hungry spiritually. Jesus also knew that if he were to send them away without feeding them physically, some would not make it home without fainting, for they had been there with him 3 days with no food. He not only fed them spiritually and physically, but he healed their body. The blind could see, the lame could walk, the deaf could hear, and the dumb could talk. Jesus had compassion on them, and he put compassion into action. He knew the pain that they would suffer going home, so he took action to eliminate it before it had a chance to start. The sick, the blind, the lame, the mute, Jesus had compassion on them and healed their body. They went home whole when Jesus sent them away. Jesus had compassion on you and me over 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross for our sin. even those who beat him and placed a crown of thorns on his head and drove the nails in his hand, he had compassion on them. In Luke 23, verse 34 says, Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes, our sins, yours and mine, were also part of driving the nails in his hands and his feet. Our sins put the stripes upon his back. But Jesus paid the ultimate price for our sin. Jesus showed us how to show compassion. Proverbs 21:13, Whoever shuts their ear to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other just as Christ forgave you. That's Ephesians 4:32. We must have a compassionate heart. Let me tell you, you cannot afford not to have a compassionate heart. No matter your needs, whether it's sickness, marriage problems, finances, jobs, your ministry, or salvation for your loved ones, if you have no compassion for your fellow man, God will not answer your prayer. This brings us back to Romans 13:9-10. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love does no harm to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. In today's society, we have become a self-loving people. We love ourselves more than we love our husbands or wives, our children, let alone our neighbors. Compassion is something that we must work at, like love. We must cultivate it and exercise it and get it to grow within us. The more you practice it, the easier it becomes. Do you have a compassionate heart? I know some Christians and some pastors who know their Bibles forward and backward and say how much they love the Lord, but lack a compassionate heart. They can preach a good salvation message or a message that perks you up. Many churches lack compassion, usually because the pastor lacks compassion. If your church is like that, you need to start praying for your church. Pray for your pastor that God gives him a compassionate heart. Ask God to give you a compassionate heart like Christ. Jesus had a compassion for those who he was around, and he also had compassion for us. It's time to start practicing compassion. Compassion is something we must work at. Compassion is like love. We must take action and work at it. I leave you with this thought. Romans 13:9-10. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love does no harm to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. How does that verse relate to having a compassionate heart? Do you have a compassionate heart? Join me next time for the final prayer, Socrates.
May God richly bless you and your family.